here.
See, I told you. You're here this week.
Yes, yeah, I knew I'd be back.
You just can't stay away, can you?
No. Can't stay away.
I always try to get that song a little bit louder, but it never works, no matter what I try.
Sometimes you play it a little longer, too.
Yeah, well, gotta shake things up a bit, but I want to hear Cowgirl loud. How come that song is always so quiet?
I don't know, you can turn it up louder.
No, that's it. That's the extent of my speakers. But other music plays louder. It's just when Cowgirl comes on, and I've tried this with different versions of it and everything, it's just so low. I even tried putting in my CD from the of the Hacker soundtrack.
Yeah.
It's still low.
That's odd.
I mean, it's not, you know, it's not inaudible, but it's too low. I want to crank it up, you know, wake people up.
You can always open it up with Cool Edit or something and make it louder that way.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to consider doing that. You know what? I'm getting a cold. I know I am.
That's a bummer.
I'm getting a cold because I got that little pain right there in my throat. And you know why?
Because you live up in the north where it's all cold as hell?
No, see, I refuse to believe that the cold has anything to do with it. I think it's because I'm back in school.
Mate, why would that have anything to do with you having a cold? A
whole lot of people around you breathing.
Oh, that's true.
A lot of people with germs.
Yeah, germs. I guess that's a better reason than just it being cold.
Yeah, I think so anyway. But I'm back in school, but not the same school that I used to go to. This one I actually like.
Yeah, you're going to comp school.
Yeah, I'm going to Porter and Chester, like I've been saying, but only now I'm there. I'm in classes. I've had about 3 classes already. I say about because the first night was basically an orientation.
What's it like? Lay it on us. Let's hear it. Let's hear the inside scoop.
It's great. It's great. Every night is like being around a bunch of hackers, basically, because you sit in class and you're given something to do, and the whole point of the class is just to do it. The teacher does not stand up in the front and say, okay, do this, this is how you do it. It's, here, make it happen. And then you have to look at this computer and make it happen, so you have to figure out how to do it. Now, for me, that's great, because most of the stuff I know anyway, so...
Yeah.
It's pretty easy, but for like the guy next to me, he knows absolutely nothing, or as he says, he knows how to quote unquote turn them on.
Yeah, I heard some stuff about people not being too computer literate there.
Yeah. The first night there on the orientation, I go into the classroom and the teacher, Mr. Summer, looks right at me and says, "Well, what do you know?" And I started going, "Well, you know, Unix, VAX, VMS." Let me see, I'm learning how to program in C, and got a little Perl, you know, and I'm going on and on. And
yeah.
He's like, oh, okay, you know stuff. And then he goes to the next guy, well, what do you know? And he's like, know how to turn it on. Okay. And he goes to the lady, because there's only three of us, and what do you know? And she goes, I know a little Windows.
Windows.
Yeah, so the teacher's like, well, one out of three ain't bad.
Yeah, there you go.
So then I meet up with the rest of the class, because here's how it works. You have three different courses that you take throughout your 18 months there. This is one of them. This is Novell NetWare.
Okay.
So some other people had A+ before this, and then those people come into this class and meet up with me, and I'm starting. My first class is Novell. Their first class was A+, or wherever they're coming from.
Right.
So we're all new to Novell, but they have a bit more experience because they've had a previous class. You follow me?
Yeah, I got you.
Well, because it confused me at first. So we're all on even ground here. We're all doing the pretty much the same thing. And but like I said, if you don't know computers anyway, you're really screwed. So I wound up having to be the teacher for the guy next to me. And it's a bit. Yeah.
Well, what kind of questions did he have?
Well, you gotta realize that he knows absolutely nothing, so he doesn't know what to do from the start of it. You know, what we had to do was we had to F-disk the partitions that were already on there. We had to wipe them out, and we had to make one primary DOS partition, which is child's play for anybody who's had a computer for a while.
Yeah.
Or has a little bit of experience anyway. But he didn't even know what it was. He didn't even know what to type. He didn't know anything. And I guess his assumption, which is a logical one, was that he was going to come in here and the teacher was going to tell him step by step how to do it. But that doesn't happen. So, yeah, I'm not sure what to think about that. I mean, it doesn't bother me, but I can imagine how he feels.
Yeah, because he doesn't know anything, and nobody's telling him what to do except for you, and you're not even supposed to be the teacher.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he can ask for help. There was a nice guy there who was assisting people. He looked younger than me, if you can believe it.
Sure.
But he knew a lot. He knew his stuff, but he doesn't read Frack. Can you believe that? Damn. He doesn't even like programming.
Well,
but anyway, nobody's perfect, right?
People.
Yeah. But now the guy next to me is asking the teacher and asking this assistant and asking me, so it gets a little annoying, but, you know, I'm willing to help. But
that's good. That is good.
But it's really great. So if anyone is considering it over college, you know, it is good to have your Bachelor of Science degree. You're going to want that. But, you know, if you want to take computer school, I highly recommend it, because you go in, you sit down, and you work on computers. You don't have to worry about history or English or anything else.
All right, now tell us about the kind of computer you use. What kind of computer they got there?
Well, I haven't had time to really check out how fast it is. I know it has about 128 megs of RAM.
All right.
It's got about a 12 gig hard drive. How fast is it? I don't know, but it's a Dell.
What is it running?
Well, it's running whatever I put on it.
Okay. What have you put on it? Windows NT?
No. We installed Windows 98. First, we obviously you have to put in the 98 boot disk to get DOS on the thing. You F-disk it, make one primary DOS partition, and then you put on Win98. Now, here's the thing, because the teacher says that he's going to give us educational backups of Win98, Win2000, WinNT, WinXP. Now, what's an educational backup? Well, it's a nice way of saying copy.
Yeah, it's a copy of an operating system, I guess, or any kind of software.
Of anything, yeah. You bring in the blank CD, and he'll burn it for you. But it's not a copy. It's an educational backup.
Yeah. I guess they can get away with doing that, can't they?
Yes, because they're not making copies.
Yeah.
They're making educational backups.
Yeah, I got educational backups for a lot of stuff.
Okay, but you're not in school when you get them, though, so those are copies.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll just call them educational backups.
Bill Gates is coming for you now. Anyway, the show is Hacker Mind.
Oh, yeah, in case people didn't know that.
This is your host, Screamer Chaotix, and on the phone we have... Say your name, Dash.
Dash Interrupt right here. What up now?
Very good.
Yeah.
You can join us Well, not us.
Not us on the phone, but you can join the chat.
Yes, you can join the chat. Why don't you go ahead and tell people where to go for that?
IRC.2600.net, channel HackerMind.
Yes, now we could have our own server, but we don't want to.
You know how the channels in IRC have that pound sign before them?
Yeah.
Whenever I start out using IRC, I always, even now I say to myself, I don't say it to other people because it makes me sound like an idiot, but I say number HackerMind or number channel.
Well, some people say pound HackerMind.
Well, I say number.
In fact, a lot of people would like to pound HackerMind.
Would they?
Yeah, I think so. Okay, let's see what we have on the agenda for this evening. Oh, we have some really cool stuff that we want to try. It's going to be experimental stuff, but we'll get to that in about 10 minutes. Let me just scratch things out of the notebook here.
Yeah, scratch them out. We're talking about those things.
Thoroughly scratch here. Thoroughly. Notebook doesn't like it. You know, it doesn't like it when you half scratch. It doesn't like that.
No, it doesn't. I understand.
Get rid of it completely. All right. I'm just trying to think of what we should mention first. Well,
we mentioned an update from last week.
We have an update?
Last week I had mentioned on the show about that drug test info line.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I almost forgot about that, Dash.
Yeah.
What was that number?
Hang on.
I completely forgot about that.
Slow down, Speedy. Hang on.
Oh, boy, I am getting a sore throat. Excuse me if I pause because I'm drinking Coke here. Not that Coke is better than anything else. That's not a plug.
All right, let's see. The number for the Drug-Free Incorporated Result Telephone Reporting System, which lets employers know if when you give a drug sample, they send it away, and they let employers know if you're taking drugs. It's 1-800-551-3466.
551-3466. I call it the dope line.
Yeah, well, that's another good name for it.
Okay, let me give it a call. Oh, Dash, I completely forgot the store ID.
Oh, you want it?
Do you want to give it out on the air, or do you want to message it to me? Hold on.
Okay.
Let's just disconnect from that. Send it to me through ICQ right now.
All right, there it is.
Thank ya.
Take it or leave it.
We don't want to screw anybody over here. We want to be good little citizens.
Hang on, just a little bit more info. The default password, you have to have a company ID whenever you call this thing, and you have to have a password which is 5 digits long, and the default password is 12345.
Yes, it is. But some people. Some people think that's a little too easy.
Yeah.
So they make it something else. Let's try this one more time. Damn static.
Welcome to the Drug-Free Incorporated Telephone Reporting System. The menu has been changed. Please listen carefully to all menu options before making any selection.
Please enter 5-digit ID number.
I swear that sounds like the guy from War Games.
Please enter 5-digit confirmation. Press 1 to listen to all unreported test results within the last 30 days. Press 2 to listen to a specific test result. Press 3 to receive a specific test result by fax. Press 4 to receive all unreported test results by fax.
Let's try 1.
No current test results are found. Press 1 to listen to all unreported
test results. Now, Dash, do you want to send me your number through ICQ?
Press 2 to listen to a specific test result. Press 3 to receive a specific test result by fax. Press 4...
Okay, well, then there's nothing we can do. We were, if you have someone's social security number, you can enter that in and hear their test results. What I was going to do was plug in Dash's number and hear that he does not do drugs.
Yeah.
All right,
But anyway, you know, tell what you did. You got in. You have the company ID, and we put that in, and the default pass, which is 12345.
Boy, you're just looking to get us arrested, huh?
Should I just shut up right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
We had permission to check that out.
Yeah, we did.
It's all good. All right. What I wanted to mention now that we've gotten that out the way, hacker culture. I know I must have mentioned this, right? I don't think I reviewed it though.
What was it, hacker? Oh, I think you did mention it last week, didn't you?
No, I didn't, because I remember I wanted to talk about it. The book that I'm reading. And I know I was only about 20 pages into it last week, but now I'm about halfway through it. So, you know, I still can't give a completely accurate review, but I can tell you what I think so far. So far, it's pretty damn good. It's a fair and accurate portrayal of hackers as far as I'm concerned. And I think I might have briefly covered it last week. And
you wanted it.
So far, it. It's been talking about how hackers are like not really the threat to society that a lot of people think they are. It's the fear of technology that scares a lot of people.
A lot of people think they are the scourge of society.
Yes, they do. But in this book, it does a lot of things. It covers everything from MOD and LOD to 2600 and to the hacker manifesto or confessions. What's that thing called? The conscience of a hacker? I think that's it.
Manifesto, man.
Yeah, but the original title was The Conscience of a Hacker by The Mentor.
Was it really?
Yeah, that's what it was published as in FRAC, but later they called it The Hacker Manifesto.
All I remember is I used to have it on a disc back in the day.
Yeah, well, it was published in FRAC. I'm not sure which issue, though. But anyway, you could read that. You could read pretty much the whole manifesto in this book. And they cover FRAC pretty much in depth. The guy loves FRAC. He dissects it. He talks about the FRAC profiles and everything else. And so it's really a good book. If you're interested in seeing a book that really talks about hackers from their origins without getting into too much detail on any one particular time frame. Like, sometimes you watch a show on hackers and they talk all about the 60s and then they briefly touch upon hackers today, or not at all. Or they talk about hackers today as being, you know, virus writers, blah, blah, blah. And they don't even mention the good old years. Well, this book here covers everything equally. And I highly recommend it because it's definitely enjoyable. It's easy to read. You don't have to worry if you don't know a lot about computers, because it tells you how hackers think. Now, I know, who's to say what every single hacker is thinking, but it does do a good job of grabbing the overall mentality of hackers.
How about you finish reading it, then you send it my way?
Send it your way?
Yeah.
Now, Dash, see, the reason why you're sending me the C-book is because you don't want it.
I know, but I would just be borrowing it so I could read it, and I'd send it back.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you sent out the C-book yet?
No, I need to do that.
That's because you procrastinate, interrupt.
I know, I don't know what to tell you.
It would take me 15 years to get my book back.
No, it wouldn't take that long.
All right, well, we'll see what we can do. But you realize now everybody else is going to want to borrow it.
Well, yeah. Let's send it to them.
What? No. All right, let's get the question of the week out of the way. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, last week's question was...
Oh, yeah, question of the week. Hang on one second.
All right.
I'm unprepared, so you have to bear with me here.
Test disc.
Last week's question of the week was, if you were to create a new operating system, what would you name it? And we got quite a few replies.
Okay, what would people name their operating system?
And let me get them here.
How many of them are actually serious, and how many of them are just, they're going to read this on the air?
I don't know. Let's see, the first one comes from, I hope I pronounced this right, Edifice. OSWN. OS without a name. POCOS comes from Souljacker, which stands for piece of crap, because if I ever made one, it would suck. Unreal says if he were to create an operating system, he would name it Door 2000 Amateur.
Mm-hmm.
Stank Dog would obviously name his Stank OS. Anonymous says Wet Butt OS.
Oh, there you go.
Porn OS comes from... Okay. Oral Sex, A-U-R-A-L, instead of...
It's oral, but we know.
Yeah. I think it would call it Shada OS. Comes from... I don't even know how to pronounce it. N-A-A-O-U?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Pox says probably... Oh, wait. He didn't put one. He was replying to somebody else. My bad. Wintermute would call it Blinds, the expansion pack to Windows. That just hides all the bugs in Windows, like what Blinds do for actual Windows.
They hide the bugs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Access Excess says, if I were to make a new OS, I would call it Microsoft's worst enemy. No kidding. And Turmoil874 says Windows with a Z. So when anyone spells Windows with a Z instead of an S, they will be talking about my OS. Hopefully it would bring it in to people saying Windows, because now they would be talking about mine and it would suck, so they wouldn't want to. I don't know, it just annoys me.
Well, you gotta be careful though, because remember Lindos.
Yeah, they got sued.
Yeah.
Gozer, this is the last one. Gozer says Ganja OS. With a big old smiley face next to it.
Hmm. Okay, so thanks for the replies.
Pretty interesting ones. Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. What would you name yours?
What would I name my operating system?
Yeah.
Hmm. That's a good question, Dash. What would I name my operating system?
Dream OS.
Hmm. Nah, I don't know. I would need time to think about it. I'm on the spot now.
I would call it. I don't know either. I can't think of anything else.
Alrighty. Well, I just got in touch with our buddy Unreal, and apparently he keeps losing the stream, which is a shame because these are our good streams over at Rant Radio.
Yeah, he told me he did mention something about having something wrong with his bandwidth.
Yeah, unlike well, at least they're broadcasting us, unlike live.
What's up with that? You need to tell the people.
Well, for right now, live is telling me, let me get into broadcast info here, that our IP address is now 66.28.48.79:10208. Which is completely different from what we had last week and what we had before that.
Yes.
So...
You can't broadcast on it.
No. When you connect to that IP, it says that your stream is unavailable. So, the only thing I can guess is that because I'm a founding member, and this is my little conspiracy theory here.
Oh, yeah, like those.
Because I'm a founding member, which means I don't pay.
Right.
I must get the crappy service. You know, they say once you're a founding member, you're always a founding member, and you never have to pay. Well, that doesn't mean they can't treat you like crap, so I'm guessing that maybe by bouncing around my IP every week or something like that, that they're trying to get me to subscribe. I don't know.
Maybe you should email them and ask them what's up.
Yeah, I was kind of expecting it to work this week, though, so...
Yeah, I didn't think it'd be messed up this long.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing that it's not. But, you know, we can't worry about that because we have things to do and places to go. So if I can get the sound working here. Now Dash, this is just so wrong.
It's not working?
No, I can't. I'm getting, like, no sound from my Winamp here. Hold on.
Computer's screwing us over, man.
It is. I have no sound.
Turn up the volume.
Well, I could have sworn I had volume. No?
Am I working?
My computer is mute. Let me make sure the mute button's not on.
Yeah, that's always... Check that. Be sure to check that.
There we go.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Yes, oh, yeah. It's time for a phone trek.
Oh, all right.
Okay, now this one is going to require a lot of work. So,
phone trek.
We're going to have to get ready for battle here.
It's Star Trek still. I just love that theme. It works so good. And I love phone treks. I love them. And I know other people love them. And it's going to be good. It's going to be good. We're going to have a good time.
All right. Well, we certainly hope so. Now, let's first explain to people what we're going to do. We can't really explain this one as we go. Okay. First off, here in my left hand, I have my cell phone. I'm going to put the headset on it, which gives it a nice little extension here. Now, I'm hoping that we don't get too much feedback.
Yeah. The feedback is not good.
Not good at all. Quite noisy, in fact. All right. I'm going to put the cell phone over here. Now, this has worked in the past. When I put the little speaker that goes into your ear, the headphone, earphone, whatever.
Earbud.
No, I would never call it that.
I think that's what they call it, though.
Well, that's Airbud.
Yeah, earbud.
Isn't that a movie?
Earbud.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like it. I just call it the wireless thing.
I'm going to put it up.
I mean, not the wireless, but the hands-free thing.
I'm going to put it up to the mic when we're ready to go, and they should be able to hear it. And what are they going to hear? Well, here's what we're going to do. A lot of people remember Phone Freaks of yesteryear creating serious delay with phones by routing calls using blue boxes all around the world. So if you had a blue box, you can actually first use the 2600 tone on an 800 line or any long distance trunk to allow you to take control of the switch. Then you can use the MF tones to route a call any way you want. So if you wanted to route a call through a satellite and then over to England, you can do that. Or you can take the landline course. It all depended on what number you hit first. I think it was like 1 for satellite, 0 for landline. I mean, I might be completely butchering those, but the point is you hit the right button and you can go a different way. So obviously you can't blue box anymore.
Right.
But we're going to try to create a call that goes through so many different places that we actually wind up with delay. Now, I have to think out loud here. I have to think about how we're going to do this. First, what we're going to do, and don't worry, Dash, I'm not getting rid of you yet.
Okay.
First, what we're going to do is we're going to have Dash hang up. We're going to hang up on Dash. He's going to call up a conference line. And you can call our con line all you want because we're not using those.
Yeah, that's not the one we're using.
Yep. Dash is going to call a con line.
Yes.
I'm going to call my voicemail. Okay, it should make my cell phone ring, but I'm going to cancel that and go to my voicemail. From there, I'm going to, of course, enter my password. Then I'm going to go to a different comm line. From that comm line, I'm going to three-way to the comm line that Dash is on.
Yes, you are.
Dash is then going to three-way to Unreal, who's out in, Arizona, something like that.
Random Unreal.
Yep, we're going to three-way to Unreal. Unreal is then going to three-way back to my cell phone. So we're going to go from this phone right here to the voicemail, to a conference line, to another conference line, out to Unreal, and then Unreal is going to come back to my cell phone. Now, here's the thing. When we talk into this phone right here, and I'm probably going to have to pick up the headset or the handset to do this. I'm not sure if it'll work with the speakerphone and the microphone right here. What we should hear is my voice going through this phone, then there's a delay, and then it'll come out the cell phone, I don't know, but
yeah.
A little while later.
Yeah, hopefully it'll delay.
Okay, now I know Unreal's waiting for us, so Dash, you have the number of the conference line to call, right?
I have the number, my friend.
All right, so you call your... You go ahead and hang up.
I call the con line and wait for you.
You just wait for me. Now, if there's a problem, because we know that these conference lines don't always work. Sometimes they're busy and you can't get in. If that happens, just message me through ICQ and we'll get you back on and figure out what we're doing.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to hang up on Dash. Okay, let's give him a few minutes to get into the conference line. Now, again, like I said, this is an experiment. Everything we do is an experiment. So we can't guarantee that this is going to work. Dash's conference line might not work. My conference line might not work, but we're going to try. So let's get... First, I'm going to get my voicemail. Now, remember, you're going to hear my cell phone ring in the background, but you don't have to worry about that just yet. Okay, I'm dialing up the cell phone. Alright, cancel that call, and that sends it to my voicemail.
Thank God, Oriental Fishing, this is
I like to annoy
Please
people.
Enter your password.
And that's all you get.
To play your messages, please enter a telephone number followed by pound.
Okay, I'm going to do just that.
I place your call. To return to the main menu, press star 1. Tried to reach is unavailable at the moment.
Oh boy.
To play your messages, press 1.
Alright, we're gonna have to try this again. Let's hope we can get through. If not, maybe I'll just call the con line straight through. Alright. Calling up the cell phone again. Cancel it. And now it's going to my voicemail. You need proof, there you go. And my annoying song. It's a song I like, though. A lot of people don't.
Two saved messages. Two.
All right,
let's Please enter a telephone number, followed by pound.
I don't care if you hear it.
Please hold while I place your call. To return to the main menu, press star 1.
Let's hope.
The person you have tried to reach is...
Well, I guess they give you like 4 rings, and if they don't answer by then, it won't work. So let's try calling this up directly. Now, I hope Dash doesn't leave his conference line. Tell Dash to
Please enter your pre-assigned conference code now.
Okay. So we're here. We're in the conference
There is line. Presently no existing conference with that conference code. To create a new conference with that code, press 1. 0.
All right. So now we're in the conference call. We had to bypass my voicemail, so forget that. But now we're going to three-way over to Dash. Dash.
Yay.
Okay, here's where we are so far. We had to bypass my voicemail because it wouldn't allow me to call the conference line through it.
What? Why not?
Why not? If I knew that, I would be a better man.
Yeah, I see. Well, I didn't know this was. I was hoping I was in the conference line because it just dropped me into silence, and, you know.
That's a conference line. You know you're in a conference line if you hear nothing. All right, so right now, let's see where we've gone. We couldn't get through the voicemail, so we've gone from this phone here, which nobody can see,
yeah,
to a conference line. We've three-wayed over to another conference line, which is, in essence, connecting us to Dash, to where he is. Now, Dash, You, three-way to Unreal.
Alright.
Alright, now Dash is going to get Unreal on the phone, and this will send us out to where he is. And let's see if we can cause some sort of delay. No guarantees, though, folks. And this all rests in Dash's hands.
There he is.
Hello?
Hello, Unreal.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. Okay, now we've gone from this phone to a conference line to another conference line, and now we're out to Unreal. Now we have one more step. Unreal, if you will, please call my cell phone.
No problem. Here we go.
Here we go.
It's going to be a little bit of a delay because I need to put in a phone card number, but...
Okay.
All right.
Over. Be right back.
I'm trying to think of something to talk about.
Okay, so now we have Unreal calling my cell. Now, again, we'll probably hear it coming through the air, you know, on the phone. It tends to pick it up, but hopefully the static won't be too bad. I'll get his call. I hope he comes back through the three-way because I'm not going to answer.
Still waiting.
Yeah, he's got to enter his. See, that's what sucks about calling from a school. You have to enter calling card number, and then you can only pay that fee. It's
I still have my ET phone card.
Is that the one you got from the box of cereal?
Yeah. Got it from some Raisin Bran.
Raisin Bran, huh? Raisin Bran's good, though.
Anyway, he should be calling soon. Very, very soon.
Yep. Continuing with the phone trick.
Phone trick. Yeah.
If my cell phone isn't screwing him over.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
You know what?
There it is.
All right, there he is. And look, he's anonymous. Okay. All right, now we do have a little bit of feedback here. Now, I'm going to... first, you know what? Let me see for myself if there's any delay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's... I'm going to try to get it as far away as possible. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, Unreal, three-way back. Are you in the conference yet?
Oh, he's talking to Unreal.
All right, you guys got me?
Yeah.
All right, good deal.
Okay, let me see if
there's
any delay.
There's any delay.
All right, it's kind of tough here, but hold on. Hello. 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 Okay, now you see, that's weird, because there's not all that much delay.
But there is a little.
There is a little echo.
No,
lots of echo.
Echo.
Oh.
All right. Cool. But let me see if I can
show people.
Oh,
this is
going to
throw me.
All right. There's the headset.
Wow. It sounds weird.
This is interesting.
Okay. Now people at home are going to hear what I just heard through my cell phone, because I'm going to put the headset or the earbud up to it. All right, now guys, be quiet, and I'm going to send a message through. Let's see if there's any delay. All right, I'm picking up the receiver, and here it comes. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, well, I guess we'll have to find out how long that took. Probably not that long.
Yeah.
But we'll find out when we hear the show.
Oh.
Echo.
Oh. Echo.
See, that's really cool, because
I can hear you guys
in my ear.
In and over there.
That's cool.
That goes pretty cool.
See, this is really weird.
I mean, do you know...
Okay, this is killing me. You have to think about all the different places that we're going through to make this call. Oh, there's a little delay.
What? Like, barely.
Delay. Delay.
Right.
Delay.
Right. Delay.
No, Dash, it makes no difference with you, you see.
Because
you're just saying it right there. They can't hear the cell phone anymore. All right, well, I'm going to end the cell phone call, the anonymous cell phone call.
Good lord. A lot of echo.
All right, and the echo is now gone.
Oh, man.
Oh. Yeah.
Thank you for using Sprint.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Interesting. Hold on.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
That's it.
All right.
Okay.
Since this is no way to make a call, what we're going to do is we're going to hang up on all these guys.
Oh no!
And then we're going to get them back. So first, we're going to take a little break, And when we come back, Unreal's going to tell us all sorts of fun stuff about Windows XP, and we got some important articles to talk about. One thing that's really pissing me off, so we'll get to that. But guys, while you're still on the con line, is there anything else you you want to say?
Hack and mine rules.
There you go.
That's about it. That's all I got.
Okay. That was sad, but we'll get you guys back right after this song, okay? Sound good?
Don't forget Screamer.
I won't forget Screamer.
Don't forget to you gotta close out the phone track, man.
Oh, Dash. See, where would I be without you? Hold on, I gotta get to the theme now. There we go. Very good. Very good call.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Okie dokie. Now, you know what? Do you guys want to have a break? Because we got about 20 minutes to the end of the show.
I don't know. If you want to.
All right. Yeah, we will. We will. Right. I know Dash wanted me to play this song, so.
Oh, we need a break.
Okay, guys, we'll call you back.
Okay.
And we will be right back.
We'll be right back.
Okay, and we are back. Now we are going to get Unreal on the line once again. No need to hear his number. Let's see, there it is. Okay, now we're going to have Unreal.
Hello?
Okay, everybody's there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. All right, now we're back. That was a fun little little phone track there.
Yeah, it was. I liked it.
All right. You know, before we get into Unreal's discussion of Windows XP, there's an article that I really wanted to mention. I really want to get this out. I found it on CNN's website. Chat rooms, a haven for hackers. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I have. I actually have the article.
All right. Oh, I figured you might. This comes from Rene San Miguel, which sounds more like a country than a name. Computer security expert Chad Harrington regularly surfs Internet Relay Chat, one of the oldest chat technologies on the web. The IRC networks have names like Dialnet and Fnet, but he agrees that another name works just as well, eBay for hackers. Once the hacker, or someone in the underworld, has personal information, credit card numbers, social security numbers, address, whatever it may be, says Harrington, once the hacker has that information and wants to sell it, often they'll go to a hacker chat room, a place on the web using an internet relay chat, which provides them some anonymity and allows them to mention that they have this personal information and they want to trade. The abilities for hackers to go onto the internet and chat up fellow hackers is as old as the net itself, but with identity theft becoming a more popular form of fraud, according to the Federal Trade Commission, more attention is being paid to chat rooms that serve as flea markets for hackers. Well, yeah, geez, you know, I know a ton of hackers that that go into IRC and sell credit card information and nuclear secrets and so on and so forth. Don't you guys?
eBay for hackers, flea market.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just it's one big auction house. Everybody goes on IRC and sells this stuff. If you're going to any hacker chat, that's what you find.
I know. I've seen it a million times.
Yeah. It's
my closest friends, you know, they're all into that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And here's... Oh, this should be the quote of the year. A lot more credit card numbers are stolen than ever used. Okay, so he's saying, you know, that these numbers are stolen but never used. But you should assume that right now, in your wallet, there's a credit card number that has been stolen off the net. So, yeah. And it says here that IRC is largely unregulated. It's a wild west of chat that has a special appeal for hackers.
Got a lot of names for this stuff.
Yeah, a wild west of chat.
Wild west, flea market, eBay for hackers.
But where is the news here?
I don't know. Where is the news?
There is no news. It's just an article saying that, yeah, people do bad stuff on IRC. What does this guy propose? That we shut down IRC? Because it even says in the article that these chat rooms are unregulated, unlike MSN and AOL. And then, of course, it mentions that AOL is the parent company of CNN. So, if you guys want to be safe, go subscribe to AOL.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, plug. So, shut down that unregulated IRC that lets people say whatever they want and go for the more moderated AOL or MSN.
I couldn't think of a more prime example of how the mainstream media is owned by the corporation.
Well, there it is for you. And, yeah, so of course IRC is the well, I mean, I've said it myself that that IRC is the spawning point of evil or whatever I called it, but I mean, come on, how ridiculous can you get? I've never, not once, seen people trading credit cards and or selling credit cards or auctioning credit cards. eBay for hackers? What?
I've never even seen people trying to trade personal information and stuff.
All right, now, a couple weeks back, we wanted to have Unreal on the show, but we didn't get around to it. So, Unreal, you said that you had some Windows XP news for us?
Yeah, actually, this isn't really substantiated exactly. This is just kind of an observation that I made.
Some of the best ideas start with observations.
There you go. Well, this basically started probably 2 weeks ago, as you said. I was up in my friend's room, you know, there were probably five or six of us sitting around a computer, and, you know, we were watching a movie or whatever, and this one guy who owned this computer says that he had just installed Windows XP for security.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, automatically I go into this, you know, how can I challenge that mode, you know?
Yeah.
And so I get on there, and the first thing I try just happens to work. And that happened to be putting in the username administrator with a no password. And that's all it did. And I mean, I got total admin right there. And this administrator account on Windows XP, as I'm sure a few know, is, you know, hidden from the normal user.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, you have to go searching for it.
Mm-hmm. So that got you right in with no password whatsoever.
No password whatsoever.
Was there a password set for it?
Absolutely not. Basically, I put in, under the login screen, administrator, and then under password, I just left it blank, hit enter, and there I had it.
So couldn't this have been a one-time thing, or have you seen this elsewhere?
Yeah, I thought it might have been a one-time thing. However, I've seen it elsewhere. Other people I've talked to after this have tried it on their machines and gotten the same results.
Now, have they also tried it on the home edition of it?
I have not been able to test this on the home edition.
Well, on Windows 98, you're allowed to have different users, and I know that it hasn't been administrator, but just a regular user. They had their username typed in there and no password. I just said okay.
Right.
Or cancel. Cancel or okay. I forget.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
It let me in. But, I don't know.
Well, this, I mean, I don't see how this could go by Microsoft. I mean, a no password on a default installation. Now, this guy had not done anything to secure it. And there was just a default install. I started messing with it probably a day after he got it in there. And no administrator account.
Okay, now for people that really don't know about Windows, administrator is like root, right?
Right, exactly.
Now, when you set up a Linux machine, you have to set a root password, but very few people ever set a root password for a Windows machine. So what's the deal with having an administrator account? What kind of privileges does that give you as opposed to the average user?
Well, basically, you can start and shut down services. You know, things like if you're running a web server or, you know, things like that.
But I'm saying I could log in as a regular user on my computer right now,
right,
shut it down and do whatever I want, but I'm not the quote-unquote administrator.
Well, administrator basically, now if you compare it to, say, Linux, you can be a normal user and still go to the same places mostly, but you can't do as much, what's the word I'm looking for, kind of, system-wise, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In Linux, as I'm sure you know, if you're root, you can actually mess up the computer, and that's the same way with administrator. Basically, you are given supreme access.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Microsoft, of course, has put in some safeguards here and there, but basically, you can do anything. You can, as I said, shut down and start services. You can change anybody's password, go anywhere on the computer and do anything you want.
So, for curious people, is there any way that this can be exploited over a network or over the internet?
Well, I tried to log in as administrator over the network to this person's machine, and I was not able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
However, that doesn't really take down the risk. You know, if somebody can walk in there, type in administrator locally, and do that from there, it's still just as effective.
Okay, so, Dash, do you have any questions?
No, not really.
All right, that's it's very interesting. Keep us updated, whatever you find.
All right.
And we'll let people know what's going on, because it sounds to me that Microsoft is probably using their famous security through obscurity way of thinking, which is basically, that's not a security flaw, that's a feature.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Ease of use, you know.
So. Yes, NetBIOS, not a security flaw, a feature.
All right.
We turned it on so you could use it.
Right.
If you don't want it, turn it off.
Yeah.
But,
If I may add one more thing,
sure.
With Windows 2000, when you install that, it requires you to put in some kind of administrator password. You cannot put in a blank password in Windows 2000, but Windows XP, the newer version, obviously lets you put in one, and that's it by default. I don't know what's going on. They're kind of backpedaling, I guess.
Wow, so a lot of people out there with Windows XP, you better watch out.
That includes you, Screamer.
Well, I have the Home Edition, Dash. He hasn't tried that yet.
Oh, well, you should try it.
Well, do you really want me to log out right now?
No, not right now. Maybe later, though.
Okay, so you know what? I gotta hate Wire. You didn't listen to the last week's off, or actually this week's Off the Hook, right? Did either of you?
Nope, I
know I didn't. I was at work.
Okay, well, they talked about how a guy, this comes from Wired, and I hate Wired, a guy named Dr. Chaos apparently stored cyanide in some, it was sodium cyanide, and they claim that he has ties with 2600 Magazine. If you want to see the article, just go to wired.com and search for 2600. 2600, of course, denies this, and Emmanuel Goldstein basically says, well, how the hell are you going to compare someone who stores cyanide gas to a hacker just because he may or may not have been at a 2600 meeting? That doesn't mean that he has ties with the magazine. But Wired seems to think that because he was there, he's connected to the magazine and all sorts of chaos. But
Wired sucks.
Yeah, it does, in my opinion. All right, we have some listener mail, and I want to give our listeners a chance to speak out.
You have a listener mail, that's cool.
Yeah, so in these last few minutes, and feel free to comment on this, guys. Okay, this first one comes from Dual Parallel. Screamer and Dash, first, thanks for the latest issue of Frequency, great issue. I'd like to address the letter from Critical Override, which was posted in Freak 20. Myself and some others in the Southwest produce a weekly recorded show called Radio Freak America, and that's F-R-E-E-K. It can be found every Wednesday at www.oldschoolfreak, and that's Freak the traditional way with a P-H, .com. That's Old School Freak Radio. Or no. Okay. I'm getting confused. Old School Freak. Let me spell that out for you. OldSkoolPhreak.com.
Okay.
/radio.html. God, I always want to say L. We'll put that up on our message board, but he continues, I'd like to let Critical Override know about the show while respecting HackerMind. I thought that the best way was to email you and leave it in your hands. If it's possible to pass this info along, I would appreciate it. Duel. Well, we did, and we'll put it up on our message board, but once again, oldschoolfreak.com/radio.htm.
I'm going to listen to that.
Yeah, I'm going to, too. This next one comes to us from a guy named Elliot, who I'm not sure if he listens to HackerMind, but apparently he reads Frequency. Hi, you don't know me, but please take the time to read this. I don't know where to start. I found this email address on one of the Frequency issues. Anyways, to the point, I have been interested in computers my whole life. I have this curiosity trait. I want to explore, find out how things work. I've read so many texts, I have spent so much time on my own learning, but have minimal successes. Everything I read seems to be so outdated, as things usually are regarding technology. I believe in the ethics of the true hacker. I hate how the world twists the word hacker into something evil. I will not call myself a hacker yet, but hopefully one day I will be able to. And I don't want that to be an evil impression, even though it won't discourage me from learning. I'm a newbie, as you obviously have figured out so far. I don't even know where to go for help. People are always talking about how newbies get flamed down for simple questions. All I ask is for some guidance in finding the right information. I'm willing to put in the work. I don't consider myself a hacker yet, as he said, but I have the same ethics and aspirations already, and I do consider higher than the average newbie who expects everything to be served to him or her on a silver platter. I want to explore, learn, and gain knowledge. Thank you for your time, Elliot. Well, first of all, don't kiss our ass so much. It's like it seems like everybody that asks us for help has to come and say, I agree with you 100%. You know how you say that hackers are all about this and that? I agree. Now help me. So guys, what would you tell him?
I think if he does really agree with us, then I think you should say so, but you know, if you say you don't agree with us, then that's fine. We're not going to, you know, get all pissed off at you and not, you know, respond or help you. But Don't you usually get a lot of emails like this?
Yeah, I get a few, and you know, some I reply to, some I don't. But it, usually, if somebody asks me a specific question, like you know, it's something I talked about on the show, like, well, my cable modem isn't working, and I hear that you had the same problem. What did you do? I'll help somebody with that. But when you ask me, like, where can I go to become a hacker? Am I right or am I wrong? That's kind of a hard question to answer.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. You can tell them where to go to read stuff.
Yeah, see, when people tell me that all the information that they read is outdated, I can't help but think that they're reading all these 80s text files, and you can't do that. You need to pick up a book on C programming. You need to pick up a book on Unix, and
also there's newer text out there that people are writing.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. If you have money, you can go to Barnes & Noble and get a book. Or you can go to Google and search for a C tutorial. You'll find a ton of them. I'm not saying they're the greatest thing in the world, but it's a place to start. Unreal, what would you say to them?
Well, I'd pretty much say about that same thing. First, I really hate the term newbie. We'll say like newcomer or something like that.
Yeah.
Newbie just has a kind of a derogatory name. But, I mean, if he's saying that all this stuff is outdated and things like that, he doesn't really know where to go, then, I don't know, he should be looking a little bit harder, because this stuff is around. I mean, you can go into bookstores and you can go into libraries and get this kind of things. You know, get something on TCP/IP or, you know, pick up Hacking Exposed. You know, that works as well.
Yeah, and I think we do have to go because we are out of time, but I do think that a lot of people tend to go looking for hacking stuff. You know, I'm not saying that this guy is necessarily doing this, but a lot of people seem to go onto search engines and look for hacking. They don't actually look for computer stuff. You know, look for, like, as Unreal said, TCP/IP, C, Perl, Unix, you know, and it's a hell of a lot of work. A hell of a lot.
It is.
But, you know, if you're really interested in it, you shouldn't mind reading it. But with that, we are 1 minute over, so Unreal, thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.
I was going to mention something. The term learning how to hack is just, hacking is just a whole bunch of computer terms and stuff like that, and computer-related things just, you know, in one word. It's just one word, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that you need to know. It's not just hacking, it's everything that...
Hacking takes on many forms.
Yeah, there you go. And that's it.
All right. So, 4-Interrupt and Unreal, this is Screamer Chaotix. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.